Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money,
fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sounds crisp style. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 foul. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches that got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey, Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cough. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rake bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and kill me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
What's good, everybody? New episode of Philly Shine Radio. We're going to have some fun. About to get to know a hot artist from Philly named Poker Face. He bringing his people, Shane O3. We also want to talk about their release party on the 10th. Crazy topic. My girlfriend's calling in. You know what I mean? Maybe even the people who I have fun with at work might call in. Who knows? Don't know. But I know we got my boy, COX Squad DJs, on the line. What's good, Demel? Welcome back to the radio.
I'm an animal. What's the law in London?
You already know. We be going in or whatever. Welcome back to the show, babe. How you been?
You know, I'm bringing the new guy. Marcus Allen, R&B act, you know, to call in and say hello to you. I got DJ Boss Chick from Mississippi that'll be calling in and saying hello to you. And I got Temp-alicious, DJ Legacy that'll be calling in. And then, you know how we do it. you know, we raw that shit, we Papa draw that shit, we Lord London that shit, you know, on that buku. You know, I always got my sidekick with me, Looney Tunes.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my babe, Looney Tunes. We always appreciate that.
We always appreciate it.
Everybody like, oh, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. You know, doing my thing. Just came from having a crazy event this past Sunday up in Mill Creek. Y'all already know how Grimmel Creek get. It got to getting. But we had such a great time. Artists were performing. It was real nice. The only one thing, my DJ was, like, snapping. Y'all had to be there. It was crazy. We'll talk about that if anybody calls in. But, you know, I'm just having fun. We can right get to know this artist named Poker Face tonight, Looney Tunes. I'm going to show him some love. I connect y'all on Twitter. You can find him, PokerFace267. As a matter of fact, he's already calling in right now. Hey, yo. PokerFace. Good. We just talking about you.
Yeah. Speaking of the devil, huh?
I wouldn't call you a devil now.
I ain't a devil.
Speak of PokerFace. I was just shouting out your Twitter. But get a chance to just show off and let us know your Twitter, your Facebook, share some of the things that you have coming up.
All right, yeah. Twitter at PokerFace267, Facebook PF Hotspitter, you know what I'm saying? I just shot a video yesterday. Shout out to my man The Side came through, you know what I'm saying? First joint for the mixtape. I got the joint coming out with Island Def Jam Drama Music. I'm on this compilation CD called The Ray Daniels Project. That'll be in store soon, Best Buy, wherever you get CDs at, you know what I'm saying? You go get that joint. Look out for that. I got the joint of the Deso coming Sunday, my mixtape release party with my man Shano. You know what I mean? You know, the whole city gonna be there. So, you know, I need niggas to come out and support that. You know what I mean? The mixtape be out early next week. You know what I'm saying? Well, not even early next week. I have it that night.
What's the title on the mixtape?
Extreme Makeover Hip Hop Edition.
I like that.
It's like
Extreme
the show,
makeover.
You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, you gotta meet my people I got on the line from ATL, but you up in Newark right now, Mr. X Squad DJ, CEO, DeMel.
Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow. Somewhere with DJ Freak Nasty got me somewhere. I don't know.
you gotta can you come through for Poker's party on Sunday? When are you going back to ATL?
I'll be back in North. I can do Friday, Saturday.
Friday and Saturday. Well, you getting ready to hear some of his music tonight. We're going to get to know him a bit, show some love, and just have some fun. Y'all know tonight's topic, as usual, we going in. I want to get in your business. I want to know who's been fucking on the job, who's had sex at work, what if it was working where you got to travel or whatever, like, who's been fucking at work on the job? You know what I mean? I remember a time.
I put that video on your page, Demel.
You got a video on your page doing something? Hold up.
I'm talking about sex at work. I did in Augusta and shit. Well, I tore that thing down. Man, I just posted up the video.
What?
Yeah, man.
Looney Tunes. He was a problem. No, I did not know. If we get a porno tonight, that's just taking it to another level. I want to see this, like, working. So that's your new job. Right.
Which artist you know go to the show, record that bitch, and you have that motherfucker, and your artist got them edit his own video. You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Are we talking? Were you listening to me, Looney Tunes? You were just promoting something that you're doing. Are we talking about having sex on a job?
Oh, man.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was talking about. I'm thinking you talking about you got a sex video.
Oh, no. Oh, hell no.
I was about to say, what is he doing now? Listen to me.
We ain't did it. We ain't did it yet. We ain't did ours yet, so we can't put it out yet.
Oh, really? We ain't putting out. How you know if I make a sex tape, I'm going to want it released? If I make a sex tape, I might want to just watch it myself and see my own head fucking on TV. Mm-hmm. I don't want to show anybody. How you know I don't got a porno already?
Well,
all right.
It's like, no. We're going to definitely... Like I said, show love because tonight we talking shit, you know what I mean? Talking about fucking on a job, you know, having your little extra cuddle buddy, having, you know, that side shit at work. Sometimes you got to have a quickie, but sometimes you get a chance to close the shit down and fuck all night. I'm trying to get a story. I want to know what people been up to, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
I'm trying to know. So, hopefully
you
y'all can relate. I know I can. Huh?
You know he got some stories.
Who? Looney Tunes?
Super Producer.
Oh, yeah. Right, how about that? Wait a minute. How about that? Producers, they get to do it a lot. You got all types of women
especially
walking
in the studio.
Through. Huh? You said especially in the studio.
DJ Legacy, say hello.
DJ Legacy, tell him I said what's good. I'm going to have some music for him. Stay tuned. We about to get some shit popping with some of my Philly artists that I fuck with. We're going to go into this track for my people's Barrels and Curtis Starr. Okay, right now they trying to blow this up all crazy. They killed it Sunday. We love the R&B. We love the sexy music. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go in, and I'm going to have my first track from Poker Face. We're going to get to know him, talk about his jump off on Sunday. We're going to support that shit. And we got to know, like, you got to, what's that, the website where you can download your music or whatever. What's your download website?
I be on Dat Piff due to the Island Def Jam's Drama Music joint. I had to take down the mixtape I had up there because I had the song, you know what I mean, that's going on they shit on that album, you know what I mean. So I had to take it down. But this mixtape will be up there, you know what I mean, in a couple days. But for right now, you know what I mean? Everybody go download Boss Type, my new single Boss Type off of iTunes right now for $1. I know y'all got $1 out there. Let me get a fucking dollar for some good music.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
$1. I like how
only
you
only $1. 99 cents for some, for right, some real, real shit. Yeah, not that bullshit.
I'm going to take, as a matter of fact, and before I play this song, I'm going to take a few callers. A couple people have been holding for a while. We're going to say hello. And Demel, call my phone because I don't want you to disconnect at all. Yo, what's good? 610-967. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Are you talking
Hello?
About me?
Yeah, 610. How you
doing?
You
said 610. I'm good. This is Legacy.
Oh, 510. Sorry about that. Am I blind? Yeah, I see the 5. Oh, 510. What's good? Where you calling from? Who that?
It's Legacy. I'm calling from Tennessee. By the way, California.
All right. That's what's up. Speaking of the angel, Demel was just shouting you out or whatever. Thank you very much for calling in the show. I'm going to make sure.
That's the pimp.
Oh, you a pimp. So I'm sure you got a lot
tomorrow,
of fucking on the job
women,
story.
Women getting on your nerves, you call that pimp, she put them in line. How about this?
Hey. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? You gotta sometimes put people alive. Well, Legacy, you hold on, miss. I got some hot music for you to listen to, and we want to talk some shit with you. And you said you're in Tennessee right now?
Yeah.
All right, that's what's up. Shout out to Tennessee. Tennessee, all that and whatnot. But we're going to go into this track real fast, and then we're going to hear some music from Poker Face and get back into the topic.
Yeah, you should have seen her. Long hair, fat ass, light tan skin. She reminds you of Selena. Baby girl's moving in that brand new Beamer. Rocking that thing, shorty fall from a skeezer. She on the dance floor, shadowing herself. I'm pissed I ain't got her. I'm madder at myself. Yeah, she hear my song and she singing out the words. My heart's getting weak. I can feel it in my feet. She moves like a porn star, body of a stripper. Only words can express how I'm feeling by the zipper. Yeah. Now I'm trying to get with her. The closer that I get, man, that thing looking thicker. Shots of that liquor, my IQ checking it. And with her on the dance floor, now we two-stepping it. I'm obsessed with it, look at me now. Her body whining, she drops down, get down.
I like the way she move it, I can see it from the front. The song came on and she made that booty jump. Girl, you bad, I ain't playing around. You got me making that cool eye sound. I love the way she gets down.
I'm just focused, watching all these hips still waving like an ocean. I'm in motion, trying to make her hair sweat. I'm on the rise and she acting all we in yet. Both my hands still posted on her. 2020 with the vision, other dudes still focused on her. Music banging, shorty still singing. My same old song, the DJ keeps playing. Now we drinking, whatever is her favorite. Part-time dancing, that's showing me the latest. How can I play this? My game ain't figured out. Cute with a smile, shorty prints the whole picture out. It's like I'm missing out. The night's crashing in. Before we leave, first I gotta see you dance.
I like the way she move it, I can see it from the front. My song came on and she made that booty jump. Girl, you bad, I ain't playing around. You got me making that cool eye sound. I love the way she gets down.
I'ma show y'all niggas what a fly nigga look like. You know what I mean? What a boss nigga look like. What them Philly niggas look like. You know what I mean? How them Wayne Ave niggas look like. What them Somerset boys look like. You know what I'm saying? I'ma show you what we are.
Fly ass boss type getting money nigga. Fly ass boss type getting money nigga. I'm a fly ass boss type getting money nigga. Fly ass boss type getting money. Recognize the boss when you see one. Tell them old lame they can slide to the side like a G1. Poker face season. These niggas are free runs. About to get it popping like free run turbo. Ozone. Hot shit burning through the ozone. Told your bitch never let me see you with a clothes on. That's pimp shit. You be putting polish for your toes on. That's bitch shit. Elephant. Every time I move, I do big shit. Every time you see him, he got diamonds all on his wrist. Feeling like everyday Christmas. I'm gifted. Roll life in the big split. Feel it now. I'm lifted. Twisted, I'm addicted. Don't get it twisted. Quick to bust a biscuit. I go through all my beef unassisted. Insisted. Insist looking for a nigga to hit it. I'm the type of nigga to get with. Tell her I'm a fly ass boss type getting money nigga. Fly ass boss type getting money nigga. I'm a fly ass boss type getting money nigga. Fly ass boss type getting money. You can never match this. Ballin' in my bloodline. Fly nigga boss type. Doper than a coke line. Own I'm a whole mine. I don't need a cosign. Poker on some new shit. You stuck on my old grind. Sound like I invented it. Couldn't be my nemesis. I'm a Benz S550. You a Genesis. On your Marvin Gaye shit. Nothing like the real thing. Poker face Philly baby. Land with a steel bang. Well your hands are shit and make you think that I don't feel pain. Pray for sunshine and it still rains. I'm still game. Step inside a boost and feel
shoulders. Running, telling pussy it's over and it's poker. F.A. to the C.E. No longer is it easy. Been writing by my time, grinding and started creeping. Nocturnally mission, came while they sleeping. Village full of Indians, the sound of letter chiefing. I fell a hard to find as even. You speaking of a fly ass boss type getting money, nigga. Fly ass boss type getting money, nigga. I'm a fly ass boss type getting money, nigga. Fly ass boss type getting money. Fly ass boss type getting money, nigga. Fly ass boss type getting money, nigga. I'm a fly ass boss type getting money, nigga. Fly ass boss type getting money, motherfucker.
Shout out to them boss type niggas and not them nut ass niggas.
If you a boss type nigga, boss type girl, you know what I'm saying? Go get that song, man, right now. You got an iPhone, iPad, whatever. You got iTunes, go on your computer. Download that for 99 cents. Boss type, Poker Face. Look up Poker Face of Philly, boss type. Download that, please, 99 cents. You heard
it. Yeah, definitely. We want to show you some love. Much love. A little side note. I'm trying to tell y'all my homegirl got some game. You know what I mean? Our girlfriend just came in and told us this story about how she just got this boy number today and already his baby mom, girlfriend or whatever, to call her phone back like, damn, how is you pimping, nigga? Ain't that crazy, GP?
Yeah.
Yo, how that happened?
Even more crazy is she called my phone and got her feelings hurt.
Yeah, she called in. She cried, feelings hurt. She said, what she say she do to her? She said to her, oh, you his girlfriend? I just met his girlfriend earlier.
I said, that's crazy,
bitch. Yo, that's crazy as hell. Like, how she going? You gonna be real salty. You like, I'm his girlfriend. I'm calling because you're never in his phone. Like, which one? You the one I'm at?
No, not that one.
That's real funny. But you know, shout out to my homegirl GB. We over here tripping out. We had to get a little quiet because we was definitely listening to the music. Shout out to your track Poker Face. Who's the producer on that one?
My man Maker Mikey. You know what I'm saying, he from Philly, but he be working out of Atlanta and shit. Shout out to him. He that nigga got bangers, you know what I'm saying? He don't make nothing but bangers. He definitely looked out with that track. I heard that shit and just went in. I wrote that song in like no time. Like maybe half hour I wrote that whole song.
That's hot, yeah. That's what's up. You can relate to being a boss or whatever. That's what's up. You like that track, Jamel, being a CEO of XY DJ? What we got to say about that track? Hello? Where'd Jamal go? I done put him on mute.
He needs to get some of his lower tones in your area.
You said what?
Do a collab with lower tones. We trying to get him to do 100 collabs in less than a month.
Oh, shit. I think Looney Tunes can cut it. Poker Face being your area too. You, your manager told me that you definitely ain't no stranger to ATL. What you be doing down in ATL?
Damn, my man Ray Daniels down there. You know what I'm saying? He got the radio show down there. You know what I mean? We do a couple shows down there, whatever. We try and set something up for Labor Day weekend. You know what I mean? I'll be down there again. I might be down there before that, but you know, I'm everywhere, man. With my man Norris, Uptail, Deltail,
that's what's up. Appreciate it. Well, definitely appreciate it. I'm going to take a few callers. We're going to get to talk some more. Like Looney Tunes said, he ready to do some collabs. So that's what's up. I'm about to, matter of fact, open up 267-315. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Number is that?
Yeah. 646
what?
Hello?
972.
Hello? Yes, you just pressed the 1. What's your name? Where you calling?
67315. Hello, yo, this Shayna.
Okay, what's good?
What's going on?
Just chilling. I got your partner with me, We got Poker Face on the line. I was talking about you earlier calling in the show. Y'all got the big show on Sunday. Your people on the line, Poker Face.
What's good, my nigga?
What's going on, Poker?
Ready to get this shit popping on Sunday, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you already know, man. You know, I'm out here and everybody know about it.
I've been promoting heavy, too. Man. That shit going to be crazy.
Well, you got to, Shane, on there, now that you on the show, you got to shout out your Twitter, your Facebook, how we can get in touch with you as well. We always show off first on Philly Shine.
All right. They, you know, Twitter me, follow me, at The Real Shane O. Facebook me, / Shane O 77.
Okay, well, we'll definitely about and shit. I got nothing but love. I'm getting ready to actually hit you up because you were supposed to call on the other line, not to join. I'm gonna call you in 1 second. We do this next musical break. We also got DJ Legendary on the line calling out of Tennessee. We got to ask you that topic question. Oh, yeah, and I'm going to get to you, 267. You just press 1 and 803.
Yo, honest, you got my manager on hold. He trying to get through.
Okay. I guess he must be calling from the 267 number. He just pressed the 1. I got him. All right. I got you. But 803.
It's not good. You got to call.
596. Where you calling from? Hello.
How you doing?
Have some good difficulties. It's cool. We're going to open up 267-335. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is Demir. This is the boys' managers. This is manager, and this is Shano's manager. Yeah. How are you? I'm supposed to call on the other line, sweetheart.
Okay. Welcome to the show. What's good with you? Definitely get ready to show love to your artist. I'm about to grab Shano and get him on the other line. But while we got you on the line, tell us a little bit about what you're doing, the name of your company, how we could really get in touch with you on Facebook, whatever.
Basically, the name of my company is D&L Entertainment Group. I manage a few artists here in the city. Couple athletes as well. Basically, what I got going on now is Poker Face, Shane O, their projects are one of their projects. They're done. Basically, they got a lot of stuff going on. So we're gonna do a mixtape release party for both of them ASAP. We're gonna do it down at Deso's this coming Sunday, July the 10th. Everybody come through. It's gonna be crazy. We also have a few things going on, like you know. Back and forth down Atlanta with, you know, we're doing a little couple things with Ray and whatnot from Drama Music. Shout out to Ray. Shout out to Drama Music, you know. We got to get some things situated with them down there. We got a collaboration with those guys on a compilation CD through Island Def Jam. That project is doing real well. Out of that whole project, I have like 5 of my artists that's already in the top 10. So I'm getting good reviews back. They're calling me, telling me I need to get my behind down there ASAP. Supposed to have been there last week, but I'll be there this week. Putting everything down. Here in the city, you know, I'm getting ready to start bringing a lot of different artists, known artists to the city. Have my artists, you know, get on stage with them. A whole lot of things we got going on. So basically, that's just it in a nutshell. They can find me.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Definitely appreciate it. Like, we love people working hard because it's like so much bullshit, I guess you could say, dealing with hip-hop in this city and artists not really wanting to put in their work, you know what I'm saying? So
this
we appreciate you finding artists, good music. I already did one track from Poker Face tonight. We got some more coming up.
Yeah, you got to excuse me because I don't know. It's like an in and out, so I might sound a little crazy on this phone because I could barely hear myself and I could barely hear you. So,
y'all can't hear me? Can anybody else have a problem hearing
me? I can hear you, but it's like going in and out. It might be me. I'm not sure. I don't know if this is the right line you wanted me to call in on. or not, but just the line that I
thought. Yeah, you could call in my phone too, because I don't wanna right. lose you.
All right, I'll hit you on the other line. Definitely
connect, because I don't want to lose nobody. We got to show love. We're going to show off. It's a lot of huge things going on. I got to shout out my big, fat-ass host. You know what I mean? He always show love. We just had Diamond Spotlight this past Sunday.
Yeah, shout out. That was a good look down there. I enjoyed myself down there.
Sorry, damn, my phone.
A little more support.
But we get ready to have Boss Tuesdays where we just show, like, who in fucking charge. If you could come through, get my fans to cheer for you, get Blood Money fans to cheer for you. Like, we all definitely grinding out together. Shout out to OC. He was just on the line. I had to shout him out or whatever. Show some love to the kids. We can have a whole lot of fun, like I said, like, because I feel like I'm doing a lot of work in this city, and I'm still an artist. I'm still promoting other artists, and all I want to do is just get people together to find your fans, you know what I mean? Because before you need any type of label money, you got to be able to sell your street, sell your shit on the streets and appeal to, you know what I mean, a regular hot girl that just got dressed and only want to get drinks, you know what I mean? She got to want to buy your T-shirts and buy your CDs as well as, you know what I mean, that hard-working nigga that just want to drink, just want to come listen to some music, and that's what I got popping at Mill Creek. We have so much unity. We just trying to spread it out, so I hope you could. You said, Demel, you said you're going to be in Philly to see the Tuesday, my first Tuesday show, right, on the 26th?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. You said the 20 what?
The 26th.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. That's my last week in the East Coast, you know what I mean? And then I'm going to prepare my party, my coming home party in ATL. And next week I'm going to be doing the mansion party for Looney Tunes, and I'm flying you and DJ Love Houston down.
Oh, that's gonna be crazy. I'm trying to come for real, like.
I'm buying your ticket. You ain't gonna say you're not coming at the last minute. Fuck that.
That's good. We could be able to do it. Well, maybe Poker Face, like your manager said, like you said, like you do ATL, like, what would
give
you say
date.
Is like
we'll
the best, huh? What would you
give
say
the
is the
date.
Best
we'll
place
be down
for
there.
You to perform? All right, I'm trying to ask you a damn question. Slow down.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I told you my phone, right, my phone, me trying to hear you and whatnot, it goes in and out.
I wasn't talking to you, Demi. I was talking to Poker Face. You still on the line, Poker?
Yeah, man.
Oh yeah, I was talking to him. I was saying, like, what's your favorite place to perform when you in ATL, or what would you say was like your best performance you've had down there?
It don't matter where I go. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's love everywhere. Like, it don't matter. If I come down there for a show, wherever they say it's at, I'm a rocket and it'd be love, you know what I'm saying? So it don't even matter.
Does. I love your answer. See, Looney Tunes, he love your city. That's what's up. I got to come down there. I have yet to perform in ATL. I did New York. I did Philly.
Yeah, plenty of opportunities,
suburbs.
Though.
I know.
A lot of opportunities down there.
I know.
Yeah. Come on and hang out with me and Looney Tunes and his groupies.
How you know I ain't going to get jealous? Wait a minute. How you know? Saying no, I want my own groupies. I want groupies to go get me some chips for my munchies, go get me some stuff so I can get munchies. Oh, that's a side note. We're not even going to talk about that. I'm going to ask DJ Legacy, since she's being a pimp fly girl that she is, and thanks for holding on, sis. I'm going to get to the other callers. Just hold on. Chill with me. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some fun tonight on the show. But along with getting to know Poker Face, such a humble, thorough nigga. Like, I'm going to tell you, Poker Face, looking at you, you know what I mean? The look, You got that, like, that 50 Cent tough nigga from Philly look and shit, like, hold on, fuck with me.
But the... I don't have a name for nothing and shit.
I love it, but then talking to you, you're so personable. I want to get to know you, and I love your music, too, so I'm loving this so far.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Yes, you know, it's appreciated big.
It's like I told you, I, you know what I'm saying? That what you do, you know what I mean? That's some good shit, putting the, you know what I mean, giving everybody a platform to come perform and shit, underground rappers, you know what I'm saying? That's good shit.
Yeah. You're welcome. Because I'm underground, too. I'm trying.
Yes, no, that's what he's saying. What he was saying, he was complimenting you on you giving all the underground artists a platform for them to stand on and to show their showcase their talents. Because you know as well as I know, they need it bad here. There's a lot of underground artists here, but they don't have a platform to showcase what they do.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I appreciate it. I need it too, you know, because, like, we all, one hand washes the other. And I'm going to tell you, before I lose my temper, I'm going to just become successful with a lot of things because, it gets a little tough, you know, especially being a woman.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm getting it, and I'm so happy. I had such a beautiful day today. We're going to fuck it up tonight on the show. DJ Legacy, you with me, babe?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, I gotta come to you because regardless of how much we show off on the show with the artists and the beautiful events, upcoming mixtapes and whatnot, we talk shit, heavy shit. Now, tonight's topic is definitely for those confident motherfuckers who just like, I don't care if I'm at work, we fucking right now, or we off the clock, it's about to go down right.
Get under the desk.
Shano, you on the line? Is Shano still on the line?
What'd you say?
I said, is Shano still on the line? That's one of his topics right there.
Get Shano to call me back because I hit him up. He didn't pick up the phone.
He didn't pick up
the phone. And then he didn't call back in.
Okay, that's a topic.
So,
Shano likes shit like that there. He
get him on a three-way. We might need him because there's a lot of... a lot of estrogen. We need the testosterone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we got GB. Well,
I'm hitting him up now as we speak. I'm texting him now, telling him to call right back.
Yeah, tell him to call my number.
Right.
But,
I gave
DJ Legacy, honey, what about you? Like, have you ever had sex at work?
At work? No, I can't say that I have. In the club? Yeah. Kinda, I guess, if that's what you want to call it.
DJ Legacy, where's she from? What club?
Whoa,
did it in like,
wait a minute. No
did
job,
it.
Never working at Wendy's back in the day, maybe.
Nah, at work. When it's time to work, it's time to work. I ain't got time to play.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, Legacy,
get up.
I remember I had this job working at this call center, and I used to just fantasize about fucking the shit out of my supervisor. Yo, he used to play so much, like I couldn't even focus on work. I ain't give a fuck, it was easy work anyway, but I just didn't get shit done at all. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I be working, I can't get shit done, but I'm like, thinking about that, like, we ain't never get to pop off at that job, but, dang, never nobody even, no cute new busboy, no nothing?
Nah.
DJ
Legacy. Never at work. Like I say, when I work, it's time to work. I don't have the time to play. I be in and out at work. I don't like nobody. I don't want to be your friend. Nothing.
But what about when you break?
Yeah,
you said what? Break.
Yeah.
During my break, man, my break, I have my headphones on. I should probably eat asleep.
I love it. She focused. No, I ain't never. Yeah, she focused.
Now,
when I'm off the clock, I've never gotten a head on a break. Every time I try to take a break to do it
everything goes wrong. Like, it's just...
Yeah, you can't plan as many shit.
It's either you take too much of your break, you can't even get shit done, or he try to take and fuck you in the abandoned house and you can't get it done.
House.
And it's just...
What?
Yes, I know. Y'all got to listen to the pants. It went...
I said I didn't know y'all really get it in like that.
Yeah, definitely. We get it in like that. So,
oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
as a matter of fact, speaking of getting it in, I might as well go into a track that's actually become a favorite here on Philly Sound Radio.
Is it one of
my
artist joints?
Face.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah, I love this song called Give It To Me. So, since we talking about getting it, I got to go in on this topic because I've had a lot of fucking at work. It's always either after work or before work. Like, you know. Call in if you got something to share. 646-929-0172. DB, you next, girl. You got to tell us some shit. Yeah.
Tell me a secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about my special secret.
Give it to me, baby. You know I'm making that pussy hot. Come running down your legs, dripping and dropping. Nipples hard as a rock, fiending for the cop. Picturing me fucking you, telling me not to stop. Turning around, now I'm giving you back shots. I stop you while I'm slow as you throw it back. I watch. Pat on my back, from the back, you pussy pop. Working that ass. Lifting it up, making it drop. Stand up, pick you up, watch in the mirror. Hot, sweaty, sex, the scent, filling the air up. Full plate 69, you still had your hair up. Candlelight roses and strawberry syrup. Mouth open wide, you slowly put me inside. Moaning, looking at me, lust and passion in your eyes. Gyrating on me till I groan and explode. Pulling my body to you till you can swallow. My hand on your head, toes curled and eyes rolled. Surprise and gratitude I show. Seeing my expression makes you have an orgasm. Tonight, you're my Eve. Tonight, I'm your Adam. Back to reality, you snap out of your trance. And plan to give me some pussy soon as you get a chance. Can't take them no more. The thoughts when you see me. Once your hills overhead for poker. F-A-C-E.
Give it to me, baby.
At your nudies. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag,
I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. Huh. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes about to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm going to pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor. Only fuck with real niggas. Only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches. Only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up. You go do them little dishes.
Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid cost. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is. I'm always on top, I'm living on the lid. I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Dunny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Had to have a little musical interlude a little bit. Checking out my boy Poker Face with Give It To Me. Such a sexy song. We love that shit. And then I
need to drop.
Let y'all hear the track of me and Dunny, Money, Money, Money. I know y'all love that track.
It's honest.
All right, I'm glad. Glad everybody listened.
That Poker Face was hot.
Good looking out, homie.
He's
That's how it is though. You know how girls want to give you some pussy, but they don't say nothing, but you can see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might as well go ahead and give it to me. If you want to give it to me, go for it.
Yeah, basically. You know what I mean?
You can sit in the dumps. You know what I mean?
All right.
I know how that is.
Well, I finally got Shayna on the line. Welcome. Can y'all hear me? Y'all with me? All right. Now, I was saying that we got Shayna on the line. Welcome back.
Yeah, what's up?
What, you took a nap? We got you up?
No, y'all cut me out. Y'all cut me out.
Oh, well, we got you back on live. We got you on the line and shit. I'm going to show some love to you. We got DJ Legacy listening. Let me see this other number that we got on the line. Definitely got to show love. 803-586. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
How you doing? I'm Marcus Allen. I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
Your name is Marcus?
Yeah, my name is Marcus Allen. Yeah.
son of the famous football player Marcus Allen?
Same name. Yeah,
no, they the new Esquire sensation, R&B guy. You know what I'm saying? Check out for him. He getting spins on FM radio. It's a take R&B takeover.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Okay, wait a promo for him, Cannon.
Wait a minute. R&B, Demel, why didn't I know about this? You know how I feel about that R&B shit.
Well, you know, if you want a collab, reason you'll do a collab with him, he'll sing y'all something. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can get at him. Follow him. Marcus with two S's and Allen with two N's on Twitter.
So it's MARCUSS?
Yeah.
And then
Allen ends at the end.
LENN?
Yeah.
Okay. Marcus Allen. Well, don't you've been sitting patiently with us. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? Chill. I gotta get ready. I gotta sometimes think before I talk to an R&B singing motherfucker, because I've been in, started my trip down to South Carolina. I'm like, God damn. I'm gonna stay right here and be good. I've learned control, because remember that last R&B dude I used to go all crazy and all out for? He was just a loser. So yeah, fuck him. That's my little side story, whatever. You know how women get, you know, we got to snap out, but it's all love. We back to showing off and having fun. I got to show love to Poker Face. Like I said, I love, and really appreciate when I get a professional artist that I get to interview. And I want to ask, is that something that, as far as giving advice, like, you know, being able to speak and being respectful and humble and paying homage, is that something that was always with you, or is something that you had to grow into? Because for me, like, being a woman growing up 58th Street, you know what I mean? Like, I've had to learn, like, so much, you know what I mean? Like, as far as just to be that professional artist, like, could you give somebody some advice on, like, your journey? Because I really, really respect you, like, so much. Like, we've heard the music, but right now I really, really respect you. Did you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you. I might have lost.
Poker Face. Yeah, I'm here. She asked you a question.
You ain't hear me?
I'm familiar.
I asked you a big question.
No, what's up? What you say?
What you was doing, first of all? I know we talking freak shit. Focus, baby. We on the show.
No, I'm here. I ain't think you was talking to me. My bad.
No, yeah, I was talking to you. I was saying that I really respect you, and I find, you know what I mean, your whole interview and your whole demeanor, like, the shit, like, aside from your music, already fucking with your music.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that shit. But everybody don't keep it real. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. Give a nigga flowers while you can still smell them.
But no, my question was, can you give us some advice for, you know what I mean, like, how you maintain your professionalism, I guess. I could simplify, since I got to repeat myself. I'm going to get you when I see you on Sunday. Watch. I'm going to get you.
I mean, my main thing, right, is like, this is some people start rapping because they, like, they think it's cool or whatever. Like, this in my blood, like, music in my blood. This is what I want to do. So it's nothing going to stop me from doing what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? No matter if whoever like it or not, whoever hate on me or not, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep doing my music. And, you know, and as far as keeping it professional, you got to keep, you can't burn your bridges. You know what I'm saying? Like, I done ran across a lot of shit that I wanted to flip, but I didn't, and it was better for me to just stay professional, you know what I'm saying, and push through it, because, you know, I could fuck up, you know what I mean? You can fuck up real fast in this business and then be done, you know what I mean? So you got to just keep your head on straight and work on your craft, you know what I mean? Stay with that music. It's about the music, so stay in your book, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's right.
But you know, personality sells music, because once you meet the person, and then, you know, you end up meeting the person, you probably got a fan that want to meet you so bad. Then when you meet them, and then they
you just shit on you. Right out of my mouth.
It just, you know, it's not good. It's an artist in Atlanta right now. He's hot, but now, you know, the DJ's not gonna mess with his music no more. They don't feel like they appreciate it. They, you know, when they met him, they was like he shitted on them, and you know.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say next. Like, because of your personality, I know I will always, like, oh, I got to get poker face or something. Like, I fucks with him. Like, he's definitely the shit. So, that's why I just wanted to just say that to you, because it's so hard to find people who you can actually work with. Like, I know a lot of people myself, and I hear about so many people fucking up at opportunities just on attitude. You know what I mean? Like, pure attitude is just pure shit. So, we don't deal with shit. And that's commendable and mentionable. You know what I mean? Like, to mention that about you is definitely needed. Like, I'm just like, damn, I fucks with them. Like, you know, and then I like how you said how you got started. You know what I mean? It's just like a real love to be professional and really get somewhere. Most niggas just, I don't know why they do it. I know I make music and do this shit, so I don't stab people. But,
shit. Right. You know.
Fuck. It is what it is. It works, though.
Some bullshit.
I'm not behind bars.
Right. We thank God for that.
You changed your personality, too, honest.
Who, me? Yeah,
exactly.
I still be snapping though, Demel. You don't see it all the time, but I be people gotta understand.
I mean,
like,
everybody has that button neck. Once you push it, it's there. But it's all about professionalism. It's when to and when not to, what to and when not to. You understand what I'm saying? Everything doesn't cause for you to act out on. You know what I mean? Certain things you push in the back, you save it. You know what I mean? You can kill a nigga with kindness all day long.
Because I feel once you meet that person one time, you meet them again. So when you meet them the second time, it's how you treat them the first time to know if you need to bust his head open or just know that y'all about business. So it's good to be good the first time, because when it comes back the second time,
exactly.
That's true. I have gotten better, because I'm gonna tell y'all, like, my DJ Sunday, like, don't, like, oh my God, it was ridiculous. Like, guys, he was. Like, he's a fly DJ, and that's my nigga. I respect him, even though he not a nigga. But I respect him, you know what I mean? He's just always official, always about hip-hop. But I don't know what was going on with him this Sunday. The DJ had everybody coming to me and complaining. He was building a fort. He was telling people to get away from him, his face, and leave him alone. And I'm like,
that was one of them days. He was having a bad day, but people, you got to remember, you can't bring your personal life into your business life.
You got to learn how to separate and differentiate
the two.
Yeah, a lot of my homies like, man, don't pay him, don't this, don't that. And I'm like, he fucking broke a speaker. Like, you are a DJ. Why would you turn a speaker up just because somebody told you to turn it all the way up? The people don't know how to handle equipment, and he broke a speaker. I had to pay for that, too. So, yeah, to make a long story short, I had to fire him. But, you know, I paid him. I think the old honest would have just let everybody have at him, and I wouldn't have paid him. But I do respect the people that I work with. And for the most part, you are going to get your money, like, even if I never want to work with you again. Like,
well, that's the business aspect of it. You have to, you know. And then you just cut them loose. And at the end of the rainbow, they'll come back. Believe that. They'll miss that.
that's what's up, you know. But like, it was so funny. I just can't do it no more. You gotta keep it moving. Be professional. But we do also got my homeboy on the line. While I'm trying to get to know you, Shano. What part of Philly are you from?
Shano.
Are you still on the line? I think we look. Come on, guys. I know y'all not in front of me, but y'all gotta focus. Shano just hung up. Well, since Shano's not on the line, I definitely got his music on deck. I'm gonna go in and play his track. Put your hands up. Maybe we'll get him back on. We'll talk about it a little bit more. But I'm having fun on this show. You know what I mean? Surrounded by good company. Shout out to you, Demir, Demel, Looney Tunes, Poker Face.
Uh-huh.
Everybody listening.
Marcus Allen.
I was going into Marcus Allen. See, Jinx. Marcus Allen. Your mic open too big. We're going to check out Shano. Put your hands up. Performing live this Sunday. Now come out.
Put your hands up.
I fucks with that joint. That joint was hot right there.
Man, we got an ass spray, don't we?
Shut up. I fucked with it. Shout out to my company in the building. You know, see, we got B in the building and GB in the building. What's up, B?
What's going on?
When you going to stop being scared and rap at Diamond Spotlight, Philly Shine Radio?
Well, you know, right now I'm just sitting back, relaxing, putting that shit together.
He lying. Don't be lying on my show, nigga. Don't come. I don't even like him anymore.
Yeah, I hate him.
Hey, we will no longer let him speak on the phone. It's the beauty about doing a show with my friends. Good company. But big ups to everybody listening live. That was just Shano. Put your hands up. Performing live this Sunday with Poker Face. This is our mixtape release party, right? I'm about to share the flyer.
Yeah. Mixtape release party.
Mixtape release party. What'd you say, babe?
Did Shano call back in yet?
No, I just texted him again. He was half asleep, man. We're going to get him.
The phone keep going out. Like I told you in the beginning, mine was acting up, and now I'm good.
I had him on my line. That's why I wanted him on my line so that he don't get
disconnected. He called back on your line the second time, right?
Yeah, he called back the second time. That's when I got him on.
Because I just hit him up twice, told him to call back in.
Okay. Well, we're gonna get him back on. I still got some more music to play from these guys and show love. But, like I was saying,
right, I'm
going to
hit y'all
D
back.
And
I got to jump in the Batmobile and make them run. But I'm going to hit y'all when I'm in the car.
All right? Definitely.
I'm going to hit y'all right
back.
All right.
Well, I gotta have a little promo moment for you guys. We got GNL Entertainment presents the mixtape release party for Shano and my boy Poker Face, Hip Hop Makeover. Is that what it is? I can't.
Extreme Makeover Hip Hop.
Extreme Makeover. That's what that says. My eyes is fucking with me tonight. I'm talking sixes and nines and all types of stuff. Extreme Makeover Hip Hop Edition. We got G Cole by Shano. Sunday, July 10th, birthday bash for DJ Kurt, Miss P. We love her so much. Shout out to Fixture Focus Radio and DNA Entertainment, all at Esso 1519 Walnut. How much is it going to be at the door? Like, you know that Poker Face?
You got to holler at management for that. I don't even know, for real.
Y'all niggas get there. Y'all got it in y'all pocket. Come through. Y'all got that shit.
It ain't gonna be nothing unusual. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, bring your little dime or dub or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm giving out free CDs too. So you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, I'm not giving. I can't say everybody because if it's 500 motherfuckers, I can't give out 500 CDs, but, you know, I got some free CDs on deck, you know what I'm saying?
You got
for everybody
a couple
come
of free
through.
CDs, that's the
you
stuff, we appreciate that, we definitely
they show me love, I show them love, you know what I'm saying?
We appreciate it, but we also got Marcus Allen on the line, right? Yeah, Marcus Allen. And where are you? You're from South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm from Charleston, South Carolina. That's correct.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
That's a great age. Good age. Good mature age. So, get out my ear, babe. Don't be trying to get sexy with me. You will get fucked. Punk. It's like, no, you won't. You won't get fucked. I'm joking. I'm working right now. I can't be fucking while I'm working. Don't get shot with the sword, nigga. Inside joke.
Get out her seat.
You know what? Somebody go. You hear that? You hear the door open? We over here tripping on the side note. Sorry, guys. Back to you, Marcus Allen. You know what I mean? You being an R&B guy, we passed the 12 o'clock hour. Can you sing to me?
Of
yeah, no, I'm not
that
smooth.
That shit,
yeah.
You ready? You ready,
am I ready? I got my wet wipes. I'm ready. Go in. Sing.
Right, here we go.
Now, baby, set your body close to mine. Now, while you're laying, I'ma take my time. One
right,
night I'm
enough.
Talking
please.
About
right,
you
right.
and
listen,
I.
Listen. Oh, shit, I'm about to hang up on him. Didn't I say that's enough? We're going to wait till it's your show. You stop that faking shit. It's too late. Hold up. Wait a minute. I just told him to sing. This nigga going to start talking all this shit I want to hear. I don't want to hear that right now. Shut up. You can't
caller.
Be. Yeah. Next caller. Goodness gracious. I ain't next for all that. Goodness gracious. You got private callers. Look at my line. My switchboard is blowing up right now, Mr. Marcus Edwards. Wow. Like, I'm about to take this private caller right now. She was good. Private caller, welcome to the radio, Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
It's the one and only co-host of the motherfucking most.
See, this nigga starts singing, he bring out truth tellers. Girl, you about to roll your tongue. Right now, Marcus is yeah, okay. Freak hour over. Now back to poker face. Marcus, you gonna have your time to shine. But right now, I don't have enough attention for you, baby. So, you know, me being the pimp that I am, I gotta make sure that my attention is evenly spread out, you know.
I totally understand.
No, don't be surprising me like that. You know how I get with these surprises. Goodness gracious. I'm focused. We talking about
get
poker
focused.
Face. We got some more callers. We got truth telling the building. I got poker face on the line. I was playing all his music. You missed it, honey. I don't know if you were listening online. But
no,
it
I
was
wasn't.
Good.
You got
I
some
wasn't.
More though, right?
Yeah, I definitely have more. I got lots more.
Yeah,
it's like the pre-release of your mixtape party on Philly Shine Radio. Getting
yeah.
to know your music. We fucking vibing with you. It's cool. I'm gonna take another caller. See what's good. 267-779. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, honestly? It's the boy.
What's up, Sabor?
Yeah.
I got.
What's up?
I'm chilling and shit. I'm definitely glad you called in. My next musical break was going to my homeboy Sean Cigars. Definitely, I gotta big up you guys. We missed your camera on Sunday. Like, what happened to you guys?
Yeah, we was in New York.
I hope it was a productive trip.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm a holler at you because. I'm actually getting ready to get Tuesdays popping down at Mill Creek and a whole bunch of other things. I'm putting on my producer hat, my freaking everything hat. Like, it's going down. Stop singing in my ear. I just told the other boy to stop singing. And you want to start singing? Yo, I swear to God, y'all already know how I get. What? I need a rap moment. Nope. I need a rap moment because too much R&B going on.
How the show turned out? The show turned out good.
You already know that joint was crazy. And guess what? I ain't
heard
about nobody until 2:30 in the morning.
I kind of was snapping out though.
You was snapping, yeah, because you were snapping with the DJ. I didn't even know everybody was going through with the DJ. I'm so sorry.
Yo, I was sitting right there on the stage, you know, because my leg was messed up. You know, I was sitting in the corner on the stage, and then I got up to go get me something to drink. I came back, and I was standing there. He started putting chairs there, and then, as I was standing there, he started, like, pushing the chairs back up against my leg, like making me move back.
Are you serious?
I didn't want nobody near the stage. And I'm like, motherfucker, do you fucking know who the fuck I am? Like, I ain't even arguing because I know if I would have argued with it, I would have decked his ass.
Yeah, a lot of people was going to fuck him up. That is a shame. I'm so glad nobody fucked him up. I really appreciate that because even though I had to fire him, that's still my friend, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what his off night was. It could have been anything. I don't know, but... He was definitely tripping. I apologize for him.
DJ Freak Nasty to the rescue.
Tell DJ Freak Nasty we're going to talk. Because if he could work, I don't mind him working for me. And I don't mind him doing anything. Because when DJ Freak Nasty did my party, he couldn't show up. And he sent my DJ Big Philly It was definitely banging. Yeah, I definitely need a new DJ, but I don't know what money y'all niggas. We get, let's get some money. You know, weekly basis. I'm trying to get some money.
Every Tuesday, though.
Not, no, no. Every other Tuesday, cause we gonna be busy first and third Sunday. With
first and third Sunday.
Apartment.
You killing me. Yeah. You killing me.
You gotta keep up, booby. Keep up. You got the big booby.
You know,
keep up, booby.
But you already know I'm going through that tragedy in my life, though. You know.
You was right out at Diamond Spotlight, freaking it.
Hold on,
but I wanted to go in and play some music from Sean since he wasn't there with us on Sunday. You know what I mean? He could definitely be with us right now, and I'm gonna get back into talking more with Poker Face. We all gotta come out and support him July 10th down at Club Odesso.
Yeah,
I'm telling you guys. I know I'm gonna come through. We're gonna come through squad deep. I know I'm good. I'm like, y'all gotta pay, so support this event. And that's another thing that we're doing with Mood Swings Entertainment. Me, Honest Fire, Seema, Truth Teller, the new street team, the new models, like we're gonna start coming out and supporting all artists who come out and support us. So definitely gonna get it started with you. And of course we're gonna be with Barrels tomorrow. Up in Paterson, New Jersey. He's going to tear it down. We're all coming through. It's going to be ridiculous. I need my Quiet Storm t-shirt. But right now, we're going in Sean Cigar. Check it out.
Hey.
Radio.
Hey.
Need some rain.
Hey.
Fresh, I know the resume, chain watch, necklace, fitted cock, heavy bank, haters in my review, hottest shot of quiver, 100 miles of sun, uh-oh, there goes the neighborhood, playing most valuable prize, it look like an outlet, catch me in them products that ain't even come out yet, check, whip, push the button, watch the centerfold, ride with the centerfold, she kissing on the centerfold, change clothes, bank rolls, too sick to fold, just watch here, dick, tell time to six different zones, let her hit the sour, then mix it with Patron, give or take about an hour, and she'll be getting bone. Mr. Hop Out, Poops and Lottie Dottie. Back in the club, sipping my way is where you find me. Swag on the millie like Peter Boy, the heat on me. Hit my B-boy stands and I be stepping with my seven home, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit, and it's big knock. Stepping with my seven home, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit, and it's big knock. Stepping with my seven home, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit, and it's big knock. Stepping with my seven home, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit. She vegan, can't even see inside. And let the window drop, she astounded. So she can see his diamonds. I'm just slaughtering the summer. Fly, gifted like it's Christmas in July. Sitting high, men lie, women lie, but the numbers don't. And judging by my pockets, it's talent, you better jump on board. I like my 17 faded. My marijuana style, when my blicky nicky played it. Crazy, hagging like she never seen paper. Called amnesia in the beam, and then forgot how to say no. When I told her, put her face low, don't worry, you in the safe zone. Let her stop my feet up and told her I still love you. Righteous, no matter what the prices, I can meet that. Don't care what's on D tag, just throw it in D bag. Oh, so fabulous, clothes look like they tatted on us. Now or never, my to say that bullshit for a matter. Stepping with my sevens on, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit, and it's big knot. Stepping with my sevens on, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit, and it's big knot. Stepping with my sevens on, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit, and it's big knot. Stepping with my sevens on, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit. No nigga, blow sicker, hop out the Porsche with the polo skippers, burn the whole dose, bell hold your liquor, she rabbit go at the platinum, I ain't saying she a gold digger, getting it on, we sent central my clothes, crystal and stone, compliment my bones, too, the main reason I'm getting them dough is cause I'm glitzy with the glamour pills, ready to go, you know, and my gang bang, like LeBron James, on top of that, all them niggas are strapped, clap, and we don't dance, we just pull up our pants and post up in our B-boy stance, just like who, what, yeah, we in here, so don't start none, won't be none, and y'all know where the fuck we from, this Philly, y'all, we simply raw. I'm stepping with my sevens on, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit, and it's big knot. Stepping with my sevens on, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit, and it's big knot. Stepping with my sevens on, with my fitted cock, my Dutch lit, and it's big knot. Stepping with
Sean's on. I like that shit. Shout out to Sean Cigar. Much love to you, Sabor. Thank you for calling in and shit.
I fuck with that joint. I fuck with that joint. That shit was hot.
That's how everybody liked it. That's what's up. Yeah, we all showing love. I'm going to have Sean on this joint ASAP. You know what I mean? Right now, we got Poker Face to the building, loving his music, having fun tonight, getting to know him a little bit. I gotta ask you this. I gotta ask you the topic question, Poker Face. You know what I mean? Being a hard working man that you are, have you ever found time to have sex while you work or at work?
Unfortunately not. Like I don't right now I'm in a position where I don't have to work. You know what I'm saying? Like all I work on is my music. So you know, that's not like your regular work, you know what I mean? But like me, just at a regular job, something like that, I ain't never getting no coat, no utility closet type joint or nothing like that. You know what I mean?
Even as an artist, you never had no studio love, never.
I be so
fellatio.
Really, if you see me in the studio, like I be so focused that it's crazy. Like I don't like dealing with no bullshit or nothing. Like I want to get in there, do what I do. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that shit sound right. I don't want nothing to come in between that or fuck that up for me. I be on some other shit. Like I really want this. You know what I'm saying? So. Hey!
Just because I'm fucking in the studio don't mean I really want it.
No, I'm just saying. That's just how I am. I can't let nothing fuck me up. You know what I mean? My voice changed when I get some pussy and shit.
Oh, all right. You got a defect.
I be mellow after that. Yeah, I be too mellow and shit. I can't make a hype ass song or nothing.
To be honest, as I record, you know what I mean. I'm mostly drunk. You can't even tell. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think every single time I record that, I've had a bottle of Hennessy. So
that
can't impair me.
That's horrible.
Y'all niggas know me. Shout out to Thundercat Studios. Shout out to Dunny. Shout out to Foreground Studio. Even when I was with LA Dub, we were smashed being drunk working. Certain things you could be drunk doing, not driving. I'm not supporting that. But yeah, like, you know, the track that I did, the money track, just got finished fucking whole bottle of Hennessy. And I get to work.
In the studio?
Yeah.
And maybe I need
I'm
to
motivated.
Try to come to rapping.
You know, it's just the way, I don't know. It just motivates me. I get motivated.
Oh,
all
right. Even in your dreams, you know, like, lately, you know, fucking, I go right to sleep. So I get right to dreaming. You know, like, I can't do it too much. Go right to sleep and shit. Either way, that's work. Like, yo, my dreams be so real. Something silly happened. We'll talk about that another day. But yeah, you know, I've had sex while I work. Wait, well, just wait, Poker Face. I'm gonna have this topic 1 year from now, and then I'm gonna see if something happened with you. You know what I'm saying? You'll be like, yeah, man. I went backstage and the groupie just got me, and I had to go back on stage and do the Barry White voice for the whole night. Like, I had to go back on stage, and my voice got deeper. I'm like, yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm just fucking with you.
That shit make me sleepy.
Hey, I
know. Sleepy.
Yes, Truth Teller, you gotta come out. We gotta support Poker Face this Sunday.
Yeah, babysitter. But anyway, I'll try to see what I can do. But I got a special guest in the building with me, a friend of mine, you know.
Uh-oh.
He's not
your friend?
His name is Libra.
YZ on the show.
What's up? What's up?
Oh, he's
what's
just
up, Libra?
With me.
Are you a freak?
Show.
No, nope. I gotta ask him my own questions. Can I ask Libra?
I didn't say nothing. Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Honest?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here.
No one will ever see the show.
Oh, she bang.
I'm about to fight her. Hold on. Hold on, hold on. I'm calling you right back. I'm calling the show from my phone. Hold on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? All right.